Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Heinie Schubel. Batting 8th. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting 9th. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Walker. Averill reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak takes first base on ball four. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Davis reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmak. Stone reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stone moves to third. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Calm reaches second base with a double. Myatt scores. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Calm scores. Cecil moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Averill is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Uhel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Myatt bunts in front of the plate. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sissel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown is called out on strikes. 1 out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Porter reaches second base with a double. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to third for the out. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vosmak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0-for-1 in the game. Schubel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields the ball and throws to Brown covering. Safe. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Hayworth now catching. Rip Sewell now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown bunts towards third. Schubel fields it and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to second. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Sewell covering, for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vosmek moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Myatt hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kamm hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up towards third. Kamm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0 for 2 in the game. Schubel hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brown takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. Porter scores. Burnett moves to third. It's 7-1, Indians. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Vozmik strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Reel pinch hits for Rip Sewell. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reel hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Indians. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buck Merrow now pitching. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Com strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cecil hits a line drive towards first. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Webb moves to second. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Webb moves to third. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0 for 3 in the game. Schubel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Webb scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.